The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Tawbah, verse 128, towards the end of Surah Tawbah, he says very beautifully, you know, Surah Tawbah is a unique surah and we understand it. There is no Bismillah before it. There is a tone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes of bara'ah within it. But then in the end, he ends with very beautiful description of the Prophet. And in it, he says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there has certainly come to you an apostle from amongst yourselves. It hurts him to see you in distress. It is grievous to him. Azizun alayhi ma'anittum. The word aziz is very beautiful. You know, it has multiple meanings in Arabic depending on the context. Aziz could mean something mighty. Yeah, Allah is aziz. But aziz could be something that is very dear to us. Yeah, you are my aziz. But in this particular context, aziz means something that hurts. Yeah, azizun alayhi. Like it is difficult for him because of his love for you. Yeah, that when you are in difficulty, that when you are taking a path that is contrary to the path that he knows will bring you success in this world and the hereafter, it literally pains the Prophet. This is the level of the heart of the Prophet. It's an amazing description. And then he says, Harisun alaykum, that he is full of concern for you. You know, Haris is someone who's very covetous, right? It is something that is a God-given characteristic where we covet certain things. We are born this way. But the objective of this hirs is that we translate it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers of Allah, where we are attached to it. We are desirous for it. And so Allah describes the Prophet that he is harisun alaykum, that he is very much attached to you. He's very much concerned about you. And then bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. And then when he comes to the believers, he is the most kind and the most merciful. I want to just look at the first part of this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet and says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You know, the Mufassireen say there's a big difference here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes the Prophet, he says that he is min anfusikum. He doesn't say he is minkum, you know. Minkum would mean that he is from you, you know, in the sense that he is with you. But min anfusikum has a very different demonstration by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that his bond and connection is absolute with all of creation. Yeah, it's absolute. And then what we understand from that, right, that this absolute bond has layers to it. It's not just with mu'mineen that he has this absolute connection, which he does. And it's not just with muslimin that he has this absolute connection. But rather the Prophet has a connection with every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That when it pains him to see people suffering, it's not just Muslims that it pains, but it pains to see anyone suffering. This is why he is Rahmatun Lil Alameen, that he is the form of mercy for all of the worlds. And this is the lesson that I want us to take from this. That mercy that we are describing the Prophet having, we benefit tremendously from that mercy, because it is that mercy that translates into Hidayah, guidance. He gave us that, yeah, the sacrifices he made. And of course, the greatest form of mercy that will take is when he will intercede for us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, right? But the responsibility that we have as the followers of the Prophet is not only to leech on to that mercy that he has, but then to transform that and be merciful creation back to the creation of Allah. It is our responsibility, my brothers and sisters, to utilize the lessons of the mercy of the Prophet and apply that every single day into our lives. You know, this concept is something that is really powerful. And it's just something that we need to remind ourselves. Yesterday we touched upon it, you know, that if we could only think of the Prophet and how he would respond to a situation before we were to respond, we would respond better. You know, like when my daughters are acting up and I have a choice there to get angry, to be calm. Sometimes it's really hard to be calm. If I could just remind myself, how would the Prophet treat his daughter Fatima? Yeah, I would change the way I would treat my daughters. Yeah, it would change the way I would treat people. It's that reminder that is very important. And so when we talk about the Prophet's mercy and how we can apply it back, there are so many different areas, you know. One is to all of creation, the environment. Yeah, we look at the value of the world that we live in. Just today, subhanAllah, you know, sometimes Allah is beautiful. Like, we have these apps that send you a daily hadith. Today this hadith popped up where the Prophet said one of the greatest acts that a human being can do that will save them in Akhirah is to plant a tree. Something small, yeah, where you plant something, right, that will allow it to grow and be part of this world that you have left a legacy behind. Amazing, something so small, right? But what the Prophet is highlighting is the importance of being merciful to the creation around us. There are hadith that say that one who saves a bird, it is like they have done something amazing in the eyes of Allah. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing that tradition. But what that tells us is that, man, like, we walk around this earth sometimes thinking that we're the only main creation. The word everything else is subservient to us. Rather, we are the representatives of God on this earth, right? We are the khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the khulafa of earth, it's not that others are there to serve us. We are there to serve others. Yeah, and that is the responsibility that we have. And so the number one thing that we can be merciful towards is the environment. And we've touched upon this so many times of how to be a green Muslim. Right? How to not waste, how to buy correctly, how to use correctly, how to shop correctly. How many sermons have we talked about it? But these are all forms of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course we have a responsibility with the overall creation. I've said this many times too, and again we highlight this point, that we get heartbroken when we hear about events that take place in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in Syria, and we should get heartbroken. But there was a shooting in North Carolina yesterday where 7 people died, right? 5 people died, 2 were injured. That should have broken our hearts too. Yeah, it can't just be like, well, that's what America deserves. No, we can't treat like that because there were innocent people who died, right? And so we have to have that level of connection, the way the Prophet did, that when there is zulm anywhere, our hearts ache for that. And we say a dua to Allah to help ease the sufferings of all people. And then of course there is that special mercy that we have towards our community of believers, where we treat each other with respect. We treat each other with kindness. Again, I've said this many times. I'm sure we don't agree with each other in everything. We have different tastes, we have different likes, we have different opinions. But we have a strong bond with one another. Yeah? And that bond should never be dismissed because of our own personal preferences. Right? And so there is an expectation of mercy that we must have with each other and treat each other with that mercy, because that's what the Prophet would do. And of course, the final manifestation of that mercy, which I think is the most important manifestation, is mercy with our own family members. You know, it's our family members that we seriously take for granted. Yeah, it's our family members that no matter what happens to me outside, I will take the abuse outside, I will take the difficulty outside, but I will give that difficulty to my family. Yeah, I will be that burden for my family, who may have been waiting for me to come home all day, and I come home in a bad attitude and in a bad form. And this is not the akhlaq of the Prophet. Yeah, that we have to find a way where we leave that burden outside of our homes, so that when we come into our homes, the family sees that positiveness and that energy that will maybe fuel them to help us overcome our own difficulties. The task is immense, isn't it? But that's why he was the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why he serves as that ultimate role model for us. And if we can take simple lessons from his life, my brothers and sisters, and apply them, you will find that our lives as well will become as if we are walking in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه